Welcome back to the Chasing Tone podcast. I'm Travis.
I'm still sick.
And I'm still Brian. And not sick.
And we're still a bit under the weather, right? You know, whatever. It's fine.
And the reason I'm not is because I have my handy Germex.
But my boss went to Key West and brought me back. Normally you say, my boss went to Key West and all I got was this lousy t-shirt. This t-shirt's awesome. All right, I'm going to show it to the cameras, and so if you're just listening, you're going to have to check it out on YouTube. But it says,
I'm not drunk.
I am by nature a loud, friendly, clumsy person. It's funny because it's true.
It's true, but you are drunk, though, right?
Not now.
It's probably worn off by now.
Yeah. What time is it? It's noon?
It is 11:58.
Yeah, it's noon o'clock, so no, I'm good.
Yeah. I had to have plenty before the long drive over here.
You'd be, you'd be proud of me. I bought a six-pack the other day, about like, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks ago. There's still four in there.
I'm still on the wagon.
I know, man. Good for you. You still on the wagon, boss?
It's been, I haven't drank since last night.
Like although, I don't know, if I had Red Stripe in there, it'd probably be gone. I told you, that's my new beer.
Tastes great with chicken.
You just dip it in there?
No, just eat chicken and drink Red Stripe.
Okay, so you don't put your chicken in your Red Stripe?
No, they're paired well. It's like red wines and white wines are paired well with different foods.
Okay.
Red Stripe pairs well with chicken.
Okay. Dude, what movie was it? City Slickers. Remember City Slickers?
Yes, it's been a Jerry ice cream.
Yeah, do you remember this?
I don't remember that part.
Scoop of chocolate, scoop of vanilla, don't waste my time.
Yeah. Yeah. The thing is with this movie was like these two guys were like Ben and Jerry's like ice cream. I don't know what they did there.
Yeah, I think they're called Steven Berries or something.
Yeah, Steven Berries. I can't remember. Yeah, they were ice cream experts.
Right.
But basically, you could give them any meal, and they could tell you the perfect complement to that meal for ice cream.
Gotcha.
So, and it goes on, like he said, you know, they'll test them, be like, okay, well, what about a steak? And then the guy will say, like, you know, oh, easy, one scoop butterscotch, one scoop vanilla. You know, don't waste my time.
Sea bass, sauteed, asparagus.
Yeah.
Why do I know this stuff?
Yeah, that always stuck with me, too. Yeah. But that was totally about Guitar Tone, just like this podcast.
And now that all of our listeners are tuned out.
And Max is getting ready to get happy because he got some coffee, right?
I did. Chai latte.
And Brian just got a...
more coffee.
He got a triple shot of espresso just to maintain. Just to maintain. I'd hate to know what you wake up to. You know? This guy is coffee and hand sanitizer all day.
And nicotine gum.
Yeah, and nicotine gum. I didn't want to say that, but since you called him out on it. And
I'll call him out. That's fine.
Hey, got to maintain my girly figure.
Instead of eating, you just...
Instead of eating, I just drink coffee and chew nicotine gum. I'm sure that's completely healthy.
Probably. Hey, you're not getting tar in your lungs. That's true. The only reason not to smoke. It's not the nicotine addiction. It's the bad stuff. The carcinogens. You're fine.
Cancer.
Yeah. What do you know about cancer, Max?
I know, right?
You're just an alcoholic. If you guys don't get that joke, it is an inside joke, but we explained it on a previous podcast. So comb through every one of them till you find it.
Yes. We're not telling which one.
We're not telling which one. And it's not because we can't remember.
Okay, we really can't remember.
Okay, I'm gonna grab this list here so I can. It's pretty bad when I have to divert us on track.
Right. Which side of the paper did you touch so I know where not to touch?
I touched it all. I licked it.
Oh my gosh. I need to print another copy out.
Germaphobe. Okay, so. All right, well, you pick one because I talked about a couple different things. I kind of.
Okay.
See, now you just spread the germs everywhere.
Oh, I did. I blew them away. Okay.
So I think... go ahead.
I was just going to say, we were talking kind of a minute ago, and you were talking about how you use like Marshall...
Right, right.
Differently than you would use like your... not your Fender, but your...
the Fargin.
Fargin.
Yeah, yep. Which is, yep. You know, I think Ben would even tell you this. It's very Fender inspired, mm-hmm. Very blackface-y. Did I ever tell you about the time? Sorry. God, I'm terrible at this. But I have a buddy who used to sell a lot of stuff on eBay, and he was selling a blackface Fender, and somebody emailed him and said he was racist for calling it that. I swear to God. He almost spit coffee out. Do you remember Chuck Davies? Do you remember him?
I do.
Yeah, it was him. Yeah. Chuck, can you believe that?
I mean, to the uninformed person, just stumbling across
right,
it.
Right, I guess. But come on. And well, why was that person looking up blackface? See what I'm saying?
Why do we have some listeners that email us that tell us they wasted 30 minutes of their day?
God bless those people. I think it's awesome.
Yeah,
it was kind of funny. We like all of you listeners. Even the ones that hate us.
Yeah, of course. Or one that called me a dumb A. Right?
Would be the first time or the last time?
I think it was an effing dumb A.
Oh, an effing dumb A.
Something like that.
I don't think he abbreviated though.
No.
He was nice enough. He was nice enough to use the full vocab.
One guy called me a gentleman.
Lucky.
I was flattered.
But anyway,
okay. So you were telling me that you would use a completely different pedal board depending on the amp that you have,
namely one pedal. But okay. Yeah, I mean, for instance, I obviously I'm a little more familiar with Wampler pedals because I'm fortunate enough to get to play all of them. So for instance, the Velvet Fuzz, if I'm playing that through a Fender style amp, I'm going to set it up completely different because I want it to have, we kind of designed that to sound like some type of really nice fuzz going into kind of a Marshall stack kind of sound, right?
Right.
Would you agree with mm-hmm. that? Mm-hmm. So when I play it through a Fender, I really don't have to do much to it. It kind of has that sound. But if I play it through a Marshall, I notice I turn the brightness down and I play it on the tight setting.
Mm-hmm.
But to where,
because you don't have to get that sound, right. That emulation of the amp breaking up.
Right, exactly. So, but especially what we were talking about was Tube Screamers.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather use a boost pedal in front of a Marshall and use a Tube Screamer in front of a Fender.
Hmm.
And I will say one thing too, and maybe this is the presence control like we talked about, but I swear modulation sound completely different through both amps, even if I'm using the same cab.
The modulation pedals?
Yeah, modulation pedals. For instance, a Univibe.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why, but I hear a little bit more top-end sparkle on the Marshall, but that might just be because that's how it is anyway.
It could be. I mean, it could be. I don't think it'd be an impedance thing necessarily, but,
That never occurred to me. it was just funny how your brain works, because I never would have thought of that aspect of it. This is cool. Because now it's like, damn it, maybe my... the first thing I think is, man, maybe my board's messed up. Maybe I have impedance issues. I'm that guy that emails me.
Self, what's my problem?
Yeah. So I says to myself, Kyle, what's your problem? Right?
No, you're not Kyle.
My name's not Kyle. But, yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. You play Fenders pretty much exclusively, though, don't you?
Yeah, I hate to say it. I like some Marshalls, but there's never been really any Marshall that, except one, that I've really just really, really liked.
And you're mad. You're still mad at me for selling
it. For selling it because I had the money to buy it.
No, you didn't. Did you really?
I didn't have the money to buy it.
Did you say I had the money to buy it?
I said I didn't have the money to buy it.
Because I had the money to buy it.
Because I didn't have the money to buy it.
I thought he said because I had the money to buy it.
Yeah, me too.
It's like,
why the hell did you buy it?
Said,
no.
And then you said, no, I did not.
I didn't have the money to buy it. It's a cold. That was the only Marshall I really liked. Fenders has just always been kind of my tone.
Yeah.
Fenders and Voxes and everything else.
And I know you're loving that two rock.
Oh my gosh, I wanted that two rock so bad.
Which is kind of, and correct me if I'm wrong, because you know a lot more about these amps. Is it just their custom reverb that's kind of dumbly, or all of them kind of like that?
It's all kind of dumbly, but really the one I fell in love with, the Studio Pro.
Yeah, the 20 watt, right?
It's like a 22 watt amp. And it doesn't really sound, it sounds kind of dumbly. It's 6V6, but it really just sounds like a really, really good blackface Fender.
Yeah, to me it sounded like. It
sounded really good.
It was kind of weird. Like, you could take it or leave it. You know what I mean? I'll just get being bluntly honest here. I loved the amp. Don't get me wrong. And I would play one in a heartbeat. But to me, it had like a almost a boxy sound to the mid range.
A little bit.
But
yeah.
I think that would work so well in the context of a band.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that like I think where that amp would shine would be on a stage. I think in that little bitty hotel room at the LA Amp Show, it sounded great. But I bet if you put that with a bass player and a drummer, yeah. Oh man, I bet that thing would sound killer.
I typically, though, like boxy style amps. Like the Blues Junior is very boxy.
But it doesn't sound boxy when you play.
It doesn't sound boxy when I play them.
Yeah, I actually love those little amps like that.
Yeah, do you really?
But I like mid-range heavy stuff, though. Probably because I use a Telecaster and...
Yeah, use a Stratocaster.
You don't need mid-range heavy as hard as you attack. Yeah. Seriously, Brian has like... And it's funny because people assume that I have a heart attack, but I... Heart attack.
Serious is a heart attack.
Yeah.
Hard attack. Picking attack. Yeah.
But anyway, people assume that I do for some reason, but I have a really, really... Uh-oh, here he is on his hand sanitizer again. That's round one. Let's keep track. But
the running tally on the screen.
I just remembered I touched your paper.
Gotcha. But
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your heart attack.
Oh, that's all right. But you have a really, really hard attack, and I find that you get the most out of your gear, if that makes any sense. Like, and I'm not saying everybody needs to go beat the crap out of their guitars, but I honestly do think that like you get more out of your gear doing it that way.
Well, you know. Here's how I view it, and this is probably odd to hear me saying this, but like there's times where at NAMM and I'll hear you or someone else play like one of the pedals, like well, you for example the fuzz,
mm-hmm.
and I just the way I pick, I guess because I hit so hard, I'm just like I can't get it to do that. I like that sound better than what I get it to sound like.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, one thing I will say with that is...
Not everything, but there's pedals like that.
Right. And I think it's, for instance, and don't take this the wrong way, but I don't envision you as the type of person that could ever really nail that Eric Johnson style tone.
No.
Because he picks pretty soft.
Right. I've tried and just...
You know, to
it
where...
Sounds like a chicken picker trying to...
And I can't play like him. I don't have his playing, but I can get that tone.
Right.
You know, because I have a softer attack. On the other side... I can never play Brad Paisley licks and sound like that. You can.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and granted, you can play the licks and I can't, but the couple licks that I do know that would fit if I had that sharper attack don't sound that way because I don't.
Right.
You know, and it's pretty frustrating.
He picks pretty hard too.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's part of his sound. You know?
It is. Yeah, for sure.
You're pretty right there in the middle, though, man.
Yeah, right in the middle, yeah.
You're like Goldilocks. And I'm not talking about your hair.
That's just right.
See, you're the one getting the nice hair now.
It is, and a nice beard.
And you got like some salve or something going on?
Yeah, some gel.
Salve, some gel.
There, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Dude, yeah, it's No Shave November, at least when we filmed this.
Yeah.
I recorded this. And Max looks like he's got the thing going on his chin.
It's actually all there. It's just really, really blonde.
If you guys ever watched Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, there's this character called Splinter, and he's got like the
yeah,
like
half mustache.
Can I say,
if
you put this? That on Seth, what's the actor's name? Seth Rogen or
Seth Rogen?
Seth yeah. Rogen.
I'm actually so Polish I can't grow the Hitler part of the mustache.
That's what I was getting ready to say.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I've never noticed. You're right.
He can't grow.
You've got a reverse
now,
Hitler.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a reverse Hitler.
Reverse Hitler.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dude.
Everything but that part.
Dude, what we're going to do is we're going to put Just for Men in my beard.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah,
our buddy
day.
Britton, he has like a beard with air quotes around it.
Mm-hmm.
Beard. But he put Just for Men in it to darken it up.
Mm-hmm.
And now he has like a no air quotes beard. He has a real beard.
Really?
His beard grows like yours, all white and stuff.
You know what you can do? You just take like mascara or something and just like... Color it.
We're going to do that last day. We're going to do everything just black. Just show people I can't really grow a beard. It's just really like light
so
blonde.
So you're really doing this for
oh, yeah, the whole thing.
Now, what is this to raise awareness for something?
Yeah, like? Yeah. No Shave November actually started in Australia. And you could have teams. And essentially, a bunch of, if I remember it, a bunch of Australian guys, the money they spent on razors every month, they actually donated to cancer awareness. So I'm actually donating money from my razors and some additional money to the Worldwide Cancer Research Fund.
Oh, cool, man.
Yeah
maybe I should do
back.
That.
It's kind of cool. So.
Can I do that without having to grow the beard and just donate money?
Yeah, if you want to, but...
Just to save a sweet beard. Face. See what save face. Yeah. Huh? See what I did there?
Shave face.
Shave, yeah, just to shave. Damn it, you're right. Yours is better. That was one of your genuine laughs.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's when he sounds like Seth Rogen. Anyway, something we were talking about earlier too, as far as digital pedals, and this is kind of a whole new topic, but I ran into an issue that I was completely unaware of the other night. I was messing with the Strymon Timeline, okay, and I was getting some cool like lo-fi delays and some cool. They have this setting called Ice, which is like it harmonizes just the repeats. It's really cool,
right?
But I was messing with that, and I was like, well, I wonder if I could throw it on my board, you know, because it does the tape echo thing. I don't think, personally, it does the tape echo thing as well as our Faux Tape Echo or their L Cap. I think, you know, but that's what those are made for.
Right.
But it does a thing there to where it would get me by, and I could use some of the fun things on it. So I plugged it into my Voodoo Lab, and, like, it would flash, it'd say timeline, and then the little N would come on. And I was like, oh, no, I just blew it up. You know, and I was like, I know it's 9-volt, negative center pin, you know, I know I'm fine, what happened? So I consulted the Oracle, and the Oracle being
Google.
Google. So I consulted the Oracle, and it took me to Strymon's page, and it informed me that the Voodoo Lab Pedal Power 2 only put out 250 milliamps per, would you say channel?
Output.
Output, yeah. And the Strymon's draw is 300. So they said, technically, it can work, but it's not reliable.
Right. I could see that, yeah.
Yeah, but for me, it just didn't work.
Because if it's not a steady three, okay. You know what I mean? I don't think so. I could be wrong.
Yeah, but they even said, you know, you may get it to work, but that doesn't
actually
mean it's going to work
next
steady.
Time. But anyways, yeah. So.
But yeah, that just never occurred to me, you know, as like I thought that the Voodoo Lab was just the end-all be-all. Boom, there you go. And they even say on there, like, you just might want to link two of them together because I guess they have an adapter.
Yeah. Right?
To where you can just throw 500 volts to, or not volts, not volts, not 500 volts.
Yeah, don't throw
milliamps.
Put 500 volts on your Strymon pedal. It will blow up.
If you do, call Max.
No, don't call me. Just buy a new one. I can't repair it.
And Strymon thanks you for the purchase of your new pedal.
Exactly. But it's just something, and obviously they said you could either do that, or I think they make one called the 4x4 or the ISO or something.
Yeah.
You know, for more digital style pedals. But
man, there's some heavy duty processing going on if it uses that many milliamps.
That's what it said, yeah.
I'm just going to put a stomp switch on my Mac.
Speaking of power supplies, though, I got to do a shout out.
Oh, yeah.
I've never done a shout out before, right? So I contacted T-Rex. I think 3 or 4 episodes were talking about me. I need a T-Rex. I called T-Rex, and they actually hooked me up with a power supply, the Chameleon. And I just want to say, T-Rex, thank you.
Fuel tank.
Well, it's the Chameleon fuel tank. It's their fuel tank series.
Really?
Yep. So now, the cool thing, yeah, it's 500 milliamps per output, which is pretty cool.
Trade you.
Wow.
No way. And it does DC and AC, so I can run my Rotosphere with all my other 9-volt pedals, and no problems.
Really?
So thank you, T-Rex. It's way cool.
It is very cool, which answers the question. Cool. Which answers the question that I get sometimes, which is, why won't you guys make a power supply? Don't need to.
Buy a T-Rex. So, no, that's great, man.
Yeah,
that's very cool, man.
I might
guys.
Hit up on the upgrade there.
Yeah, right? it's pretty nice, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm too lazy.
My gosh. I'm just going to use batteries.
You know what we're going to do? You guys need to check out Chasing Tone Podcast, Instagram, and the Wampler Pedals Instagram, because Max, you have to post that picture of your pedal board, the underside of your pedal board, to those Instagrams, because it's disturbingly tidy.
Yeah, and it was the fastest cable job I've ever done. Took all 5 minutes, and it's like it's just a straight line.
I could see Max having like a little like notepad that's like fastened to the bottom of it. That talks about his pedal order and what he's done with the different bands and situations.
I definitely didn't lay out the outputs in the pedal order that I did. So the pedal order.
He has the schematics of each pedal underneath his pedal board, just in case.
I actually did do that, though, just because I know if one fails, I know which
exactly,
one
it is. Exactly, yeah.
Because I have them all zip tied underneath, and it's a mess, so I don't want to trace them. So yeah, I did that too. Line the outputs up with your pedal order. Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a little pedal board tip. Mm-hmm. And being, you know, if you're not, for instance, I'm having problems with one of the channels on my Voodoo app. I thought it was the Velvet Fuzz, because sometimes it'll cut power, and I'll have to unplug it.
Unplug the pedal itself?
No, unplug the power supply.
Oh, the power supply, okay.
And then just run it off its battery. But the thing is that thing must have, like, no power draw at all.
The Velvet?
Yeah.
Yeah, it just
does. Was it, like, 9 or 10 milliamps
Yeah,
or something?
It's not much, yeah.
Because, dude, I've had that battery in there forever.
It lasts forever.
It lasts forever. It's awesome. But yeah, so that's why I did that. So I was able to just take that out and throw another one of those little, not daisy chains, whatever you call them. You know, the eighth inch to...
Sure.
The little adapters?
Yeah, yeah. The new plug that goes from the output to the DC jack. Whatever. But then it worked fine. But so that's a tip. I would definitely do that. I would definitely run your power in the order of your pedals so you know exactly which one to fix. But yeah, so that's really all I got to say about, you know, power draw.
Exciting. You
know, it's good very stuff. Exciting. Good stuff.
I would add something to that. Excuse me. I would add that if you're using just a regular power adapter, and let's say you have a compressor and overdrive.
When you say regular, do you mean like one of the Boss style? Or like
it
a
could
one
be
spot?
A Boss style. It could be a one spot. But basically, it's something that's not isolated outputs. It's just, you know, an inexpensive.
Okay, but multiple outputs like daisy chains.
Well, I'm talking about just someone that's using like one. Like a vision.
Just one.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah gotcha. just one adapter. Okay. And then daisy chaining from that
okay,
one.
Okay, I was getting ahead of you. Sorry about that.
So, what I've noticed, and it doesn't really matter on the pedal, if you have analog pedals and then you have a pedal that has a digital circuit after it, then sometimes you'll get noise. Even when the pedal's off, you'll hear just a shh.
Kind of like a hiss.
Just a power hiss. And it's due to that digital circuitry inside. Even though, let's say the pedal's not even digital, but it has a momentary bypass on it, for example, that's using a certain type of chip that is digital.
Is that like the soft switch? Like
the soft switch.
Okay.
Yep. So you'll have a relay that sometimes will have a microcontroller attached to that to do. So basically, it's just a cleaner way of true bypassing with relays. Okay. Mm-hmm. Without getting too technical.
Sure.
So even though there's a digital circuit inside that that has nothing to do with the guitar tone itself, you can still get that sort of hiss.
Okay.
And also with pedals that have internal circuitry that boosts it up to 18 volts.
Like a Kron?
Like a Kron, for example. it's also possible to get more noise with that as well.
Okay.
On or off. Just because what you're basically doing is sharing all those grounds and everything all together.
Okay.
And it can create problems.
So Kron has fuel pump. It's called a charge pump.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I was like, does it really? Is that the secret?
That's the secret to why Klon sounds so good is the fuel pump.
So you got
to
buy a new one when the fuel runs out. Needs more of that pedal fuel right there.
Yeah, you do, man. But,
yeah, but I mean, you know, if you're having like issues with noise and you have a, you know, an overdrive and a distortion and a delay, for example, or even a delay and a reverb, all daisy chained all together, try this, assuming they run off batteries as well. Unplug the daisy chains and see if the noise goes away. Just from the digital pedals.
No.
And if so, then that means it's time for you to buy a T-Rex.
Boom.
Boom. Another thing that I've noticed, and at first people thought I was crazy, but maybe I am crazy. Let me ask you this. I'll form it in a question. Is it possible for noise when doing that? For instance, let's say my house is 10 years old. Okay. I plug into an outlet in my house. It's absolutely fine. Mm-hmm. No noise off of one spot, daisy chained. Several pedals with digital and analog.
Mm-hmm.
Then I go play at the Slippery Noodle, which was built in like 1910 or something like that. You know, and you know, obviously it has old electricity and whatever. Is it possible to get noise there?
And not at home?
And not at home.
Oh, absolutely. See, it's possible to get noise in one room of your house and not in another room.
Right. And the thing is, I don't think a lot of people realize that. It's kind of what I wanted to point out. Like, you know, how many times have you had this, Max? Whenever you say, somebody will call and say, man, my Fotape Echo is just so noisy that I can't even use it. And then you ask them, say, and I used to ask them to say, have you ever played it on a buddy's rig at their house? And they'd say no. And then they'll email me back and be like, it's not noisy there.
Right.
And it's like, I'm not trying to be a jerk, but it's your power in your house. So
right. I remember one time a guy, same thing. And I had the guy move his amp to a different bedroom. And he found out that and there was no noise in it then. And he found out that the room that he was in was tied to like his washer and dryer. And just even though it wasn't necessarily on or anything, just that circuit was a little bit dirtier, and it was cleaner in a different room.
Yeah.
Now, I heard this, and this is complete hearsay. Please don't quote me on it. But I heard that Eric Johnson, you know, used to actually say that he needed to go into the first outlet from the fuse box.
I've heard that.
Yep. You know?
I've heard that too.
And I wouldn't doubt it because I was reading something about Eric, and he said something along the lines of basically he used to think that he could hear all this stuff, and now he's chilled out way chilled out on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he kind of was even poking fun at himself, and he's like, it's funny, like a lot of these urban myths and stuff have come out about me because of all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, half of it's not even true.
Right. But yeah. I mean, to be honest, in that situation, I could totally see that. Just because, look at it this way, in a house wiring, when they're wiring up a house, they take basically one, if you're on a circuit, you're taking cable from the fuse box,
mm-hmm.
going from a room to one outlet, going up and around, down to another outlet.
So you're daisy chaining.
Yeah, you're daisy chaining around that room. And so it's like almost taking like an extension cord
and just plugging
it into the wall and run your amp off that.
Right. So yeah. Okay.
There's a lot of potential for noise from based on that. There really is. That's why it's so dependent. Noise problems are not necessarily the pedal.
Right.
Not necessarily. It could just be the way your house is wired.
Right.
So, yeah, absolutely.
But isolated power source normally fixes that.
Most of the time. If nothing else, it helps a lot.
Yeah. Right.
I was watching a rig rundown on Brad Paisley's rig. He was talking about the reason he uses power conditioners now is because his wood, or his tech, I think it was it Chad Wood?
Chad at the time?
Yeah, Chad at the time. Was talking about they put a voltmeter in the power draw, and it was like, it was going down from like, from 110 to down to like 101, then up to like 120. Right. Then it was all over the place. His tone kept getting inconsistent. So now they use power conditioners to give it everything at an even 110.
Remember that time, Brian, we didn't have to watch rig rundowns to see Brad Paisley's rig because we just went and talked to Brad Paisley about Brad Paisley's rig?
Remember that one time that... No, you guys get to draw close
to that. In all fairness, I don't think you were working here yet.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get to even see him this year.
Oh. Yeah, I thought you went. I thought you just planned to.
No, the last time I saw him was the day that your child was born.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What?
And yep.
Really? I thought. Yep. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, because remember we were going to go, and I think we were going to go. I remember that Stacey went in labor because you texted me at the concert, and we left the concert.
Yes, it was.
We left the concert.
It was the day before. You're right. Yeah, it was in Evansville or something, right?
Yeah, we were like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. It was on the 11th.
So I blame you for missing most of my last Brad Paisley concert.
Why don't you blame my son? I blame him for everything.
I gotta let him get old enough to talk and understand. That way I can verbally abuse him.
There you go.
You guys get to do all cool stuff. Talk to Brad about his rig, play Whitfills.
Here we go, back to the Whitlifts. Here we go. Hey, do your full circle thing. Yeah, there's this full circle thing. I strongly urge you watch these on YouTube. Just one, just so you can.
Just because I'm hilarious.
Pretty much. I can't deny it.
That's true.
I'm not even going to try to deny it. It's the truth.
That chubby guy's hilarious.
I was called Tubby on tour.
Really?
Yeah, by my drummer at the time. Because he's just big. He's not overweight. He's just 6'5" or something. Mm-hmm. He's just big. So I called him the big guy. And he goes, oh, coming from the tubby kid. I was like, I never said you're fat. You're just tall. You're big.
Tubby's one of those words, like, as soon as you say, you have to laugh.
Yeah.
Pudgy's the same way.
Portly. That's portly. One. Portly.
Yeah. Tubby.
I was like, man, that's not cool.
Is stocky the same connotation? Is that?
No, that's like husky.
Husky. What's the difference there?
Husky is a word made by mothers to name their fat children. Trust me, because I was always in the husky size. Oh. What's funny, like, I remember, like, going to, like, the store, like, when I was a kid, my mom was like, well, I need these, like, 16 husky. And the guy's like, I don't know if we have 16 husky. And he's on the radio, we have 16 husky. There's a portly kid here that needs 16 husky. It's like, shut up.
Got an extra fat one up here. Got an extra fat one.
Yeah, he can't squeeze on a 16 regular. We need 16 husky.
That's kind of like the time when I was a kid. I was like 14 or 15, and I had stomach problems, right? So I had to go to the pharmacy, and, you know, I was like, hey, do you guys have anything for diarrhea? And they're like, I don't know. You know, let me check. And this was back before they had walkie talkies. They just had an intercom system. Yeah. So they got on, where's the diarrhea medicine? And of course, you know, nobody cares. But when you're 14, you're like, oh my God.
At least you didn't say gonorrhea. Yeah.
But I don't know which one's worse, a gonorrhea at age 14.
Yeah. Got a boy with gonorrhea up here. Yeah. Need some medicine.
Yeah, he's burning. Yeah. Oh man, it's are so far off.
Which track. One do you fix first? Clean up aisle 6.
Oh no. Digital power. I'm saving us. I'm bringing us right back in.
Because if it's not filtered right, it can sound crappy.
You know, we should change the podcast name to Chasing the Topic.
Yeah, Chasing Topics.
Romancing the Tone.
Yeah, I like, you like that one? Yeah, that was that. I give a shout out to my buddy Doug on that. My buddy Doug Sim. I'm sorry, he goes by Eric. You guys would know him as Eric Sims. Great songwriter, really good guitar player, great singer. But yeah, he came up. He's like, you need to change it to Romancing the Tone.
I'd probably get sued for that too.
Yeah. He had another idea that was pretty terrible, but I just typed back LOL to make him feel better, and he listens to these. But he said something like "wompy talkie" instead of "walkie talkie."
Wompy talkie.
Yeah, that was pretty bad, Doug. I'm sorry, man.
That is pretty bad.
That's pretty bad, and he's got to be laughing at me over this one. But sorry, dude. So let's consult the list one more time here.
Sure.
Oh, actually, wait a minute. This is a long podcast. We can go longer if you want.
What'd you got?
We're at 32 minutes.
32 minutes.
Yeah. Let's see if we have something really quick.
Okay.
Nope.
Fair enough. So stay tuned. It's a Chasing Tone podcast.
Okay. All right. No, seriously, though, guys. We'd like to ask a favor, you know. If you guys could leave us a review, you know, on iTunes, that'd be really cool. Let us know what you think of the show. Moreover, let other people know what you think of the show. We're not, you know, trying to buy you here. It doesn't even have to be a great review. Just let us know what you think. Also, if you have any questions or comments, shoot us an email at podcast@wamplerpedals.com. Check us out on Instagram and Facing Tone, Instagram and Facebook, facebook.com/ChasingTonePodcast, and Instagram is Chasing Tone Podcast. So, you guys got anything else?
That's it.
Okay. For Max and Brian, I'm Travis. Thank you guys so much for listening. Yeah.